Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We are studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. We're in this session looking at Matthew chapter 20, verses 29 to 34, prayer that turns Jesus' head. If you're there in that passage, let me ask you a question. When do you pray? How do you pray? Prayer is a sweet-smelling fragrance to the Lord. And our text for this session contains three exhortations regarding prayer. First of all, it exhorts us to pray with sincere faith. Look at verses 29-30. Now, of chapter 20. Now as they went out of Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the road, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David." As blind as these two men were, they believed that Jesus could help them. They never saw any of his miracles. They knew him only by what others said. And yet they cried out, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David." Their faith puts many of ours to shame. With all the history of 2,000 years and the record of many miraculous acts, it's interesting how few Christians demonstrate such childlike confidence in God's power as these two did. The degree of faith often decreases with length of time as a believer. Many new Christians who know little of God's Word have simple trust in God's power, while believers of many years are ruled by questions and doubts. Do you believe God can take care of your problem? Do you believe He will when you pray about it? Listen, be ready for opportunities that appear. These blind men, it says, sat by the road. Had they not been there, they might never have been healed. Jesus never returned to Jericho. They might never have met him. Second, we're exhorted to pray despite hindrances. Look at verse 31. And then the multitude warned them that they should be quiet. But they cried out all the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David." Seeking the Lord's help is worth all the struggle. A window of hope opened, and they cannot let it pass. They might not get another chance. These blind men were warned. No, they were rebuked by the crowd that accompanied Jesus. The ones who should have encouraged them to look to the Lord were the ones who told them to shut up. The lack of faith in some seeks to hinder others. But they would not be silenced that easily. They needed help, and they did not care what others thought. They cried out all the more. Look at over in Luke chapter 18. Jesus says, in Luke chapter 18, beginning with verse 1, "Then he spoke a parable to them, that men ought always to pray and not lose heart, saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard men. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, 'Get justice for me from my adversary.' And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, 'Though I do not fear God nor regard men, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me.' And then the Lord said, 'Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect, who cry out day and night to him? though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? And remember the friend who came to borrow bread at night in Luke chapter 11? Luke chapter 11, beginning with verse 5. And he said to them, which of you shall have a friend? And go to him at night and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within and say, do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence he will rise and give him as many as he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Bring your requests to the throne of grace, and like Jacob, say, I will not let go unless you bless me. Genesis 32, verse 26. Friends, relatives, and neighbors may say unkind things, and they may laugh at your hope. You may find a lack of sympathy when you look for help. Don't let those things hinder you. If you struggle with a need and know that Jesus, the great physician, can take care of it, keep praying in faith. And then third, we're exhorted to pray for specific need. Verse 32, down to verse 34. So Jesus stood still and called them and said, what do you want me to do for you? They said to him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. And so Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes, and immediately they received their sight and they followed him. Jesus stood still, called the blind men, asked them what it was that they wanted from him, and did what they asked of him. It says, being moved with compassion. Sincere prayer expressed out of need always gets Jesus' attention. Jesus is a mighty and gracious Savior. That's the good news. Jesus is also merciful, to a degree that our minds can't even grasp. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. Paul prays that we would know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Like Paul, we need to pray that we come to know more of that love. We needed that love when we first began our Christian life as babes in Christ, babes in grace. We need it now as we travel along the Christian road, often tripping, often falling. We will need it later in life when we begin to go into the valley of the shadow of death. Through prayer, reach out and hold on to the love of Christ. And keep it daily before your mind. Be ready to ask Jesus what you want him to do. And be specific. Don't pray, have your will, without telling your need. Jesus in the garden, he said, let this cup pass, before he prayed, nevertheless. What do you want? What do you want? 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9, the first part of it, reads, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. Don't miss that last verse in our text. So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes. And immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. This is important. A touch of Jesus changes a life direction. Otherwise, it shows ungratefulness. You have a great day.